Chafema Beis, about 10 lines down. And the Mora brings a similar case to the case before. The Mora brought a case. A person came to Rav Ami and said that Muksa this person is a Kayan. The Mora brings a similar case in regards to being a Levi. Who does the command of Yeshua ben Levi? Only Mukhzani Bazesh who Levi. So he came and told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now, most of this person is a Levi. Amalei Mari Isa, what's your proof? Amalei Shakara Sheni Beisaknesis Bechesed Shu Levi. He was called. He got the second Aliyah. So Mora says Bechesed Shu Levi or Bechesed Shu Gadol. Maybe it's because he's a Levi, but it's also possible because he was one. They called a Gadol for the first Aliyah and a Gadol for the second Aliyah. No, the Mora says Shakar the fun of Kayin. That I know that the first person was a Kayin, and they would only give after Kayin, they wouldn't give a Gadol, they would give a Levi. The hello, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lelevia al Piv. And he used this chazakah. So you know, even though he didn't have actual edus that he knew directly this person was a Levi, he was just making that based on a circumstance that he saw. So that's, again, it's a case of edus mikar chazaka.
And is this assuming that you have a base then there that sort of checks people out and doesn't just say anybody a Levi?
Look her up. Yeah. Who does the commander Rish Lakish? Amalei Mukhuzakani Bazesh Hu Kayan. So, a similar case that we had before. It says, I'm Muksan, this person, he's a Kayan. Amalei Mari Isa. Amalei Shakar Rishon Vesiknesis. He said, what did you see? Did you see that he was Karishim Mesekneses? Amalei Re'isiv Shechilik al Agronis. I saw that he received a portion on the Gronis. Amalei Rebbe Elazar V'imein Sham Garin Bat L'Kuhuna. So he seemed to I felt there was a need to testify that he was, saw that he was Alagronis. So Rabbi Elazar the Amora said, are you saying that if there's no Gronis holding a kahuna, you can't prove that he's a Kayan? Okay, the Mora says, "Zimin havi yosvi kemed Rav Yochanan." Later on, there was a time where Rabbi Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar were sitting by Rav Yochanan. Also, came I still came. And this a similar story took place. Amalei Reish Lakish Re'isi B'Shechilik Al-Agaron. Reish Lakish says, I saw he was Chilik Al-Agaron. Amalei Reb Yochanan V'imein Sham Garon Bat L'Kuhuna. So Reb Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish that there's no Garon there, that there's no source to prove a person's a Kayan. Hadar Chazal the Rabbi Elazar Bisha. So Reish Lakish looked at Rabbi Elazar with upset face. Why? Amr, he said to Rabbi Elazar, now the Rabbi Yochanan used the same type of, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe, or was Rebbe, they had a Talmud Chaver type of status, but they related to Rabbi Yochanan as being a primary source of Torah for them. So you heard, if you use such a language, it means you probably heard of Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Shemata Mili Debar Nafcha. you heard something for Berachah, it was also known as Bar Nafcha. Ulamartul and Mishmei, you didn't say it over in his name. Okay. So he wasn't happy with the way Rabbi Elazar had presented his opinion. Let's see Rashi. Okay, second line. We brought a braisa which said the chazak lekuna can be nesias kapayim, mechila granus, and edus. So the Mora said, "Edus in bo edim shukayin shmarkirin esama v'simoy." If the edim which know that these are kayin, because they know who the people are. So Mora asked, "Edus chazakahi?" But to me, it's read as a question. "Edus chazaka karila." You can't call it chazak. It's not chazak. It's edus. So Mora said it means edus above mikay chazaka. So edus which comes. I'm testifying based on assumptions. Kichazaka. So therefore, ha'edus the kabel, we can accept the edus. Uman achilu b'shuma, kilu reinua anan loisa chazaka shazeh heyin. We can then accept that the story which he presented took place, and now that that took place, if that's something which had we witnessed it, the we the bezin witnessed it ourselves, we would establish a din kohuna on him. We can do the same thing now based on the edus. So he said, "I saw that he got the first aliyah. So maybe Abba Chesed Shul Gadol. Maybe he got the first aliyah because we should assume that he's a gadol." Kedamin of Alma, Rav Karbei Kahani. That Rav took the aliyah that the kohen would get. Rav got the lav kohen have because of his status as a gadol. He was able to get that aliyah. So he said,
"Does that ever happen?
Does that ever happen?
We don't, does it happen?
No. Well, yeah, I'll tell you one place where it's relevant. Batson, really, the gadol should get the first aliyah, but because of machlokes, we take that away and we give that to the kohen. This way, it's easier because you know, can imagine five people saying, 'I'm the gadol,' right? Right." But he's a kohen, good, so fine. But in case there's no kohen, you're supposed to give the gadol the first aliyah. You don't give him shlishi. Like, you know, kohen, levi, and then the rav gets shlishi. So in case where there's no kohen, and you give the rav rishon. Like I've been in the shul and there was no kohen. They gave him yakel and beryl, and then they gave the rav shlishi because the rav's supposed to get shlishi. The rav's not supposed to get shlishi. You know, the rav's supposed to get the gadol's supposed to get the first aliyah. I had that once in Tells on the Shavuos morning, so the Shiva Gifter couldn't stay up, and I don't stay up for Shavuos. So they have a second minion, so the small minion. So I gave her a gift of Rishon. Shiva got Rishon. There was no Kayan there. We didn't have Duchening either. That was different issue, but I think we found the Kayan for Duchening. But you give the Gadol Rishon. So, but the point is, somebody of an outstanding stature like Rav, theoretically, you would give. I think I heard Maisa once that the problem is anybody who's of the stature that you want to give them probably would not want such an aliyah. Shvarach of Levi, yeah.
Is there a special chashivut to shishi as well?
That's kabbalistically. You go by the Hasidim, the Rebbe will take Shishi.
Right. Right.
So, which is always when you have like a simple and you have a literature Rosh Hashiva and a Hasidish Rebbe, so you have solved your problem.
Yeah, it's good.
I was by Mitzvah Shabbos, so Mitzvah Kaplan was there. I was there, and then there was a Hasidish. So he got Kayan, he's a Kayan, I got Shlishi, and the Rebbe got the Shishi. It was great. Shkarach Rav Levi. Vilav Kayan hu. So now, but that which you give the Levi, the next Aliyah, is only if the first person is a Kayan. The first person is a Gadol, you don't give Levi the next Aliyah. Vilav Kayan hu, ein Levi Karach Rav. The Rebbe said, let's get to it. Imein Sham Kayan, Nisparda Chavila. The rope literally is unplied.
Is it the, you don't give it to him, he can't have it.
Rope.
the package.
Levi can't. There's no kohen.
The package, right?
Can he have it, Levi?
No, you can't. You know, because you can't give the Levi the second Levi, because then people will think the first person is a kohen. We don't give the Levi the Leah if there's no Kayin. Okay, so that's now the Yeshua Forshim, there's a second version how to learn up that in the Sparta Chavila, like this. To Mokam Shane Kayin. In Ratzi Yisrael Likrut Lifnei Levi, Kare. So we can give the Yisrael first the Li and the Levi the secondly, according to this version. But the Dafka the Ein Sham Kayan, that you can only do if there's no Kayan there. In other words, we can give the Yisrael first a Leah and a Levi a second a Leah. However, that's only true if there's no Kayan. Am Hechadik a Kayan, you cannot do that. Well, Yikri Yisrael Gadol Lifnei Levi. Even though we can replace a Kayan with a Gadol, we can't give the Levi the second a Leah when we did that. Because people see Kayan A, they see this person getting a Leah, and they see and the Levi getting the next a Leah. Then they're going to assume that the first person is a Kayan. In the case if there's no other Kayan, and then we give the Yisrael the first Aliyah, we can give the Levi the second Aliyah. Because people will understand, maybe he's because he's a Gadol. But to do that when there's a Kayan, they will not necessarily. So there was another Kayan. So, according to this version, they have to say there was another Kayan, the unknown Kayan in the basic connections. So then you can't give the Levi the second Aliyah. Unless the first person is a kite. We pass like this. We pass like the first version. Shekar Lefanov Kayat. Yilav the high Levi who. So we called him a Levi. We called him for the second Aliyah. So that's a proof that he's a Levi. How do I know? Because the first person was a Kayan. Yilav the high Levi who lohoya kari sheni alashlishi. If the first person was a Kayan and the second person is not a Levi, so you'd give the Kayan the second Aliyah. So you can't, a non-Kayan and who is a non-Levi can't get the second Aliyah. You get the third Aliyah. Shnaim Kahanim Hoyakar Lefan. You give the first Aliyah to the Kahanim. Rushlish, the Hakaminim himself is Gitzin. Yimain Shom Levi, Karakar Mim Karmai. You give the Kayan the second Aliyah. The Rashi sounds like you give a different Kayan. We don't do that because we're afraid that people will think of Sula on the first Kayan. So you give Kayan X the first Aliyah. You give Kayan Y the second Aliyah. People say, well, the second guy is a little Kayan, so why'd you give him? Must be there's something wrong with the first guy. Really, was he was a Kayan. They found that he was possible. And that's why he had to give a different Kayan the next Aliyah to be here to the dinner of Kahuna. So you could create a potential perception of Psula on the first Kayan, so we don't do that. That's why we give the Kayan twice.
Is there a shot of Psula on the second coin that he wasn't given first? And not be given second?
I don't think so. Maybe. The Levia lost his Levi Maaser Rishon. We gave him a status of being a Levi that he would get Maaser Rishon. Imain Shom Garan, Imain Shom Zarei Tzuvah Bimkayim. There's nobody who's. They're not in a place where there's any planting going on. So, but the Kohuna. It's in the Pamachar, it's a different time. So, Hadarish Lakish, Chazar Rebelozer Bishus. Hichzer Ponov, Mistakov Rabbi Lozer Ba'ayin Ra. Rish Lozer turned his head around and looked at Rabbi Lozer with an upset, being upset. Shehavin, he realized Shemi Pi Rabbi Yochanan Shama Loshin Zet. He heard that phrase from Rabbi Yochanan. Shamar Loshan Zel, Umar Bashem Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Fichal Kibla Meta, which is why Rishakash didn't necessarily accept it. And so he's upset that he didn't present it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So the Gemara, Rabbi Berbechia, we have a version that either that there's a story which took place with Rabbi and a story place with Berbechia. We're not sure which one is which. But Chad Hela Ben Alpi Aviv LeKuhuna. V'chad hele ach api ochiv l'leviyah. They used the son, or they used, and they used the, one of them used the son, one of them used the brother to establish a person's status. Okay. So which one was Rebbe, which one was Reb Chiya? Tistayim, let's prove the Rebbe hele ben api ochiv l'kuhuna. That Rebbe held you can use a son to establish the status of a father, the Tanya. The Tanya. Horesha Bob Omar Beniza Bekoyanhu. So the father comes along, the man comes along and says that this child over here is my son, and he's a kosher kohen. The father has established that he's a kohen. Neman achila b'truma. We're going to allow the father, the testimony of the father, to give him a status of a kohen, and we can give him truma. But Rebbe neman lasiyu isha dibur Rebbe. Rebbe holds it, but regards to the chashash that maybe he's an apostle, we have to establish yichus and allow him to marry into the main body of Christ so that he's not a mamzer. He doesn't have the monas for that. Dibur Rebbe, Amar la Rebbe Chiya, im atom aminu lahachilu b'truma, if you're going to accept the testimony of the father to allow him to eat truma, taminu lahachilu isha, you should also accept the testimony to allow him to marry. He's saying he's a kohen, a kosher kohen, so obviously he's not a mamzer. Had he been a mamzer, he'd be a pasul kohen, he couldn't eat truma. Vim iatom aminu lahachilu isha. And if you're not going to accept the testimony in regards to allowing him to say there's a possibility of mamzeris, I don't understand how you can split the two. Amalei, so Rebbe said back, ani maminu lachila b'tshuma, shebiyado lachila b'tshuma. The father was a lone kohen. The father can feed his child kohuna truma. So, yes, we're establishing now that the somebody else can give him truma as well. But like the father doesn't need to lie, as it were, to get him truma. He can give him truma without that. He has no power to marry him off to somebody else without establishing that the Bezin won't allow that to proceed. He has no control over that unless we establish his yichus. So this raises the question, this is a form of amigu. What does the father need to lie? Give him truma, get him truma himself. Go get truma himself and give it to the child. Right? That amigu ends when the father dies. And the point over here is the mon is he's never to allow him to establish him as a kohen. I mean, even after the father dies, he can continue eating truma. So the amigu is limited. You're giving the monas more than what the amigu can support. So that's Tosis Kash at the bottom Tosis. Tosis says he brings a Gemara which seems to support such an idea that you would have that. So Tosis says since he has an emunah because of biyadoi, Sora who the name of Filakar Misa. That doesn't say exactly that. We see there's a different more which where the person would try to use a migu to establish status of Bukhara, because the father doesn't need to like it, just give him a pishnayim, but give him out his property before he dies. The Mor says, yeah, but in the case the property would the father would acquire property when he's a goyis, he's not able to take care of giving things away. The migo doesn't exist anymore because he has no way to actually give it. So there he is not believed to be to establish within Bukhara. As it says over here, it's a swara that if you're going to allow Bukhaya, we're going to say that establishes the status and will continue afterwards. Based on the Migu. Tesh doesn't say more than that in the swara. Okay, so now so we have that the Ramala a ben al piyavim. So Rebbe says that the father can testify. I think I said the backwards. I said the Gemara before. Ramala the ben al piyavim. You're not Ramala the father al piyavim the ben. You're Ramala the ben al piyavim the father. So here we see that Rebbe says you can establish the status of the child based on the father. This time, that's a good proof. Okay. So the more meter Rebbe hella ben al piyavim. So we've established that Rebbe definitely would allow to establish the status of a child based on the father. So in our version of our stories, we know that Rebbe Chia helles ach apiyachim l'levia. So Rebbe Chia did allow the ach apiyachim. Some more says Rebbe Chia ma'ishna ben deloy. The carved way to love it. So we're understanding that Rebbe Chia holds that Rebbe Chia argued to Rebbe with his argument that Mamana Shach, he really meant to say, you cannot accept the testimony of the father, because the father is a Karev. So why would you accept the testimony of the brother? So Achnami Karev Hu Etzalachim. So my answer is that the story, that which were Mala Achapi Achim was Mesich Lefi Tumoy. That just conversationally he mentioned something. He wasn't saying it as part of an edus, and that has in some ways has a stronger nemanus, because we said that there's no reason why within the siyach of Fitumai he's just going along in his innocent way presenting the story. He's not, we assume it's probably what he's saying is true. Okay. The more it's going to say, Kihadar of Yehuda HaMishmol. Yehuda HaMishmol said, Maisa Ba'olam Echad, Shahaya Mesiach Lefi Tumai. He was just saying, conversationally, he was saying a story. Ba'olam Eschorani, Kasheni Tinoik. I remember when I was young. Murkavak Seifoy Shal Abba, and I used to carry me, I used to go on my father's shoulders. There's a little kid. But Siuni mi Beis HaSefer, I remember them taking me out of school. Vihivshituni Eskutanti, Vihitviluni Lechel Betruma Lerim. They took me to the mikvah, and they were mouthful me to be able to eat Truma. Ruchia Messiah Bob. Rebbe Chia adds onto the story, they would keep me away from my friends. So Rebbe Lakuna Alpiv. So Mesiach Lefi Tumoy, the Rebbe accepted, even what he's saying about himself. He happened to mention that as a story. He said that's sufficient to establish his status of kahuna. So So Rav Chiya is accepting that. Let me see if the Vitumah, we would argue with her that he would accept. So theoretically, that would work for Kuhn also. But the story which took place with regard to Leviya, but that would be, that would work for Gabi Kuhn as well. If it's Rashi. Let's see Risha. Second last Rashi. Shem Mamzer Nosin, who maybe he has a psul which will make him also to marry in Sikla Yisum. The father is getting chuma, he can give it to the child. They play around, and there might be some dead animal there which would make him tame. This way tonight, at night time I could eat chuma, because after going to mikvah, the person's only mutter to eat shum once the sun sets. Okay. Fine. Zot the Gemara. Tanya. Nine lines down. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kishem Shetruma Chazaka Lekuhuna, Kach Meister Rishon Chazaka Lekuhuna. The same way that the Shuma works to establish Kuhuna, Meister Rishon also works to establish Kuhuna. Rachel Bebezdin. In a chazaka. Now the Mor is going to explain what that means. So that last line, but that's the end of the Bryce. The Mor says, one second. Why is Maaser Rishon a chazaka for Kahuna? Maaser Rishon to Levi. Maaser Rishon goes to Levi. The Mor answers, Kibbul Azar Ben Azariah, Netanya. Shuma Lekayan, Maaser Rishon to Levi, Dibir Bekiba. Rabbi Loza ben Azayir, my submission af the kayan, the kayan can get my submission as well. The Mor says, okay. Amadrom, Rabbi Loza ben Azayir af the kayan. The kayan will the levy be omar. I didn't say that the person can't, the levy can't get. So how can you prove it's a kayan? But the fact that he got my submission, maybe he's a levy. So my answer is in. Boston the Casino Ezra that the because the Levim did not come back to Eretz Israel in the beginning of by Sheni, Ezra gave him the Kanas, and my Sarishan from that point onwards was not given to the Kayan, excuse me, to the Levi, it was given to the Kayan. That since Mikra did it, could be given to a Levi. So maybe it happened one time that they gave it to a Levi without thinking. So how do you prove it's a Kayan? The father was known as a Kayan. Okay, so that's, we're starting with that. Then there came out a rumor that this child was posel. The father had married a grusha or a chalutza, and therefore the child is posel. But they gave him Meister. Now, he's not a Levi. Either he's a kosher Kayan and he has the right to function as a Kayan and therefore he'll get Meister. Or he's a Cholol, he can't get Meister. So, we've removed the concern of him being a Levi. because and the fact they gave him means it must be they established that he's a kosher kohen. Now, Levi, the love Levi, concerned that he's a Levi, we know he's not a Levi. Michael, remember, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutzahu. So what, maybe it's a Ben Grusha. So, let me borrow the Mandomer, Meister Rishon, also the Zorim. If he be a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutzahu, we wouldn't give it to him because it's also the Zorim. If you hold, it's also the Zorim. Alfila Mandomer, Meister Rishon, but to the Zorim, it's not really also, so what's the proof? Maybe he's not a Levi. He's a Kayan Ben Grusha, but they gave it to him because it's not also. But no Hanimil in the Misfiklei means that we have a right to give him to him to eat. So but to give him as a portion, you don't give a portion to a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza.
Is that just the practice as opposed to like Maker Din? There is, you know, what should be the difference between the mystic or you know, the fact that he's just eating it?
No, because there's a mitzvah nesina to the proper person. So the mitzvah nesina is to a Levi or to a Kohen who has the same status as a Levi. But Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, there's no din of Nesina, so you give him a carry limits of Nesina. Once a din of Nesina, I want to give it to somebody to eat, I can do whatever I want with it, it's mine. Now, the more goes back to the Braisa, it says, Machalik Bebezdin, En Chazak. So the word says, "Even better, loy have a chazaka, hey, have a chazaka." So if they give a portion with Bezdin being present, that's not acceptable. So, like, what is acceptable? So I'm going to read Sheshes Hachikamer. Achalak Shuma benichse aviv im echav bebezdin en chazaka. We're not talking about getting the portion when Truman's been giving out by the Gerin. We're talking about the father who was an established Kohen, has Truma, and they're dividing it up among, he passes away, we're dividing him up amongst the Yershim. So the fact that he's given a portion of Truma doesn't necessarily mean that he's a Kosher Kohen. It means he got a portion of for Yerusha. What will he do with it? He'll sell it to a Kohen. Pshita. Tamar says, yeah, that's pretty obvious. He's even if he's a cholol, he has the right to own the truma. Tamar says, no, malatamel mirahanak lachila. Hainam lachila. But since the other brothers which were kosher kahan and received their portion for chila, we'd assume he was given for chila as well. Kamashon hanak lachila, behailas unek. No. They gave it to him with intention that he would go sell it to a Kohen. Let's just read the Rashi quickly. Chol bebezin, because chol latan shal pi bezin hakvu beir hayecholken lo truma bebeisa grunus. The more assumed that what it meant was they would give him truma based on the bezin. That's not acceptable. Kamar parach, if bezin la bechazaka heicha bechazaka, that's not acceptable. What is? But to consider as the viyam lishulahu. The Ezra gave a kanaz that Meiser was taken away from the Levium and given to the Kohanim. Levi love Levi who clamored, but Levi lekalis who came to all of him kohen. He's definitely not a Levi. I'll never put the Yibiyomis whether a Meiser is in the middle of the Zorim. It's Elbe and a Chazaka lahashbis meolav kol. If you have a question whether this child is kosher. If there's a question, the father married a grusha, this child is a cholo. The fact that he got a portion of Yerusha doesn't prove anything. No, because we would assume that they're making the division. If he couldn't eat, we would give the brothers who could eat all of the truma, and he would get something else. The fact that we gave it to him means we're expecting him to eat. No, Kamash, that's not a concern.